every faithful steward of the time and choices that God provides will see his face. Believe that Jesus died for your sin and that he was buried and rose again, and you will see his face. And believing that, you have that lifeline that goes to anybody else who you love and you hope will see his face. And even the people that I don't love, if they could just turn, they'll see his face. And it's the message of Christmas. We have a problem, though. We're not faithful. None of us. We all miss the mark. We miss the cue. We miss the opportunity. We blow it. Every time. We're sinners. That's the bottom line. Oh dear, you know, depressing part of the sermon. But it's true. And if you just face it, if you just pay attention to what your doctor tells you, when he tells you you test positive, and if you just go to the doctor and they say, but there's a cure, and you say, oh dear, please tell me, what must I do? And he says, go and wash 7 times in the River Jordan. Oh, said Naaman, who was a leper, who came to Elijah, please heal me, right? 7 times. I have better rivers in Babylon. I don't need to come here for that. The guy said, but look, if he asked you to do something else, if he asked you to eat nasty mushrooms in a pulp that tasted just like, well, mushrooms, would you do it? Yes, I would do it. Well, here we are. We'll test positive is S-I-N. We test positive for sin. And the solution is, all it costs is your pride. That's it. That's the only cost. And maybe what you think is fun that's costing your life. Pride and sin is all the price paid for salvation in Jesus' name. And I'm like embarrassed to say it to a couple of people I know. I'm not embarrassed to Christ. I'm embarrassed that they're going to think I'm a Jesus freak, nutter, who believes in an invisible man in the sky. And that, God, I know that you're real, but I know that they don't believe that you're real. And I know that when I come to them, they think I'm an idiot. And it's my pride. It's a vanity. I want another chance to tell them some other time, but just not right now. So maybe later, I'll still tell them. So I'm biding my time now in relationship, because eventually, someday, I might get to tell them what I don't want to tell them now, because I'm worried if I tell them, I won't have a relationship so I can tell them later, so I don't tell them. And then you just go, and never say it. Do you see the logic? I don't say anything about Jesus to people because I don't want to blow my chance to say something about Jesus to people. This is the thing. Christmas is wonderful because God comes. That's it. It's not the pie. You know? I understand grandchildren on the knee and tickles and crackers. But God comes on Christmas to people not looking for him. That's the story with Mary. That's the story with Zechariah. That's the story with the nation Israel, 450 years since Malachi, 680 years since Isaiah. That is the story. The faithful messengers bring good news of God's favor. And so my intention is to turn that on you, to preach that into the mirror and to look at the guy saying it and to remember faithful messengers bring good news of God's favor at Christmas. Mighty God comes in the cry of a wee lamb born to a homeless lady in the city of kings. We celebrate Christmas, and his baby is coming. So, Lord, we humble ourselves before you. That is amazing. I mean, you're doing it when no one's looking for it, and it's done before anybody knows it's happening. And you don't invite the great and the glorious of the upper class of the people who rule because they're not to be trusted. We have democracy because of that. We look over their shoulders. We check their accounts. We want to see the journalists catch them when they're up to no good because they're just like us. They shouldn't be trusted because all fall short. All have sinned. But thank you for Jesus. And thank you for the simple message of salvation that takes all of us from the ground and sits us next to you by your strong arm, by your mighty hand. And you did this thing, and you made a baby out of nowhere without the help of a man, because you really wanted to make the point. And then nobody paid attention to that kid for the 33 years he was alive, until he was dead and rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. Thank you. Thank you for Christmas. Help us to be full of this Spirit of God because of salvation as we walk around at Christmas time and tell the gospel again and again and again. I challenge everyone in the room to be amazed at the receptiveness of people to just the gospel. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again. How many people say, that's a good deal, I'll take that deal. And God made it that simple, and it is that good. And so, Father, give us these opportunities, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.